players whose legacies had to suffer, obviously, along the way. Look at that list of what-ifs for Hall of Famers who went up against Jordan and those who have chased his ghost all along. But of all those players, past and present, Stephen A., I know this is a tough question. Whose legacy do you think has suffered the most due to Jordan's greatness at a whole nother level?
Well, first of all, allow me to delay my answer by acknowledging that there are many, many people on this list. Names like Karl Malone, Charles Barkley, those names come to mind in terms of guys that would have had championships. Clyde Drexler, even though he ultimately went to Houston and got one, he would have had one in Portland if it were not for Jordan. We get all of that. We also have to remember the days of the Cleveland Cavaliers when they had Mark Price, Larry Nance, Matt Doherty and those boys, Greg Elo, poor Craig Elo, you know, seeing Jordan, you know, shooting a fall-away jump shot over the free throw line to win a playoff series. I mean, he's forever infamous for that moment because Jordan shot over him. There's a host of people and teams that you could bring into the equation that Jordan just ruined everything and he just sullied their legacy. But the person that I believe, Max, suffered the most was Patrick Ewing.
Well, no doubt. I mean, I tell you, man, I've been following the Knicks since a youth. You know what I mean? I remember going to school. All my homies out there rooting for Mike. They was already on the sauce. They already saw the greatness. And I've seen it, too. But, you know, I'm from New York, man. You know what I mean? That style of play, Charles Oakley, John Starks, Anthony Mason, Xavier McDaniels, Derek Harper, Charlie Ward, Pat Ewing, later on Sprewell, Camby, you know. That was it, man. That spoke to the whole vibe, the whole essence. All that was missing was the chip. And religiously, I remember every year getting to the Eastern Conference and seeing like it was something. Whether it was Indiana or Orlando playing us tough, or even when Mike stepped to the side, we had problems, right? And I ain't gonna talk about what happened down in Houston. Still mad at Pat for that. Why the fuck is John Stark shooting the ball 27 times? You got Hakeem going at you all crazy. I don't want to speak on that. But I will say this, though. Fast forward to the brand now. Everything that's been going on. First what went down with Melo. How you going to let Phil Jackson come to the Knicks? Disrupt the groove. Charles Oakley carried out the Garden and cuffs. Now Spike Lee. Man. This Dolan character, man. Making it hard on a Knicks fan. I've been hearing about some good things going on out there in Brooklyn and Barclay. They better stop playing, man. Because when all this madness is over and we start resuming game time, that KD Kyrie combination out there in BK gonna be something to see. Everybody loves a winner. I'm starting to question, man, how long I could take this ride. Public service announcement, huh? Everybody loves a winner. New York, New York.
Conversation with Derek. the delay of game. Larry Brown able to check over the Nick Alano.
It looks like the same kind of setup. They'll look for John Starks running out to the top.
Starks cuts to the corner. Inbounds to Ewing. Down a three. Down a two. Ewing. Not over the hook.